Sunday night Mishnah Brura. That's when you walk in, it's right away on the right. There's a sign, Kol El Moros HaMachfeva. Okay, Sunday night Mishnah Brura, we're up to Kuf Mem Aleph. And we're really up to Se'ev Beis, but we have some unfinished business in Sif Aleph. And the unfinished business is the Mishnah Brura. Sif Aleph says that there's a special din. I mean, there's a din you learn out from a posuk. Maybe it's an atlachta, but you learn out that the tzarech likros umod, you have to be standing. Even a smicha ktsas, because we'll see that you need ema. You have to be standing be ema. Elam ken hu bal basar, and he has to lean. Chole or zokein, the Mishnah Berurah says. So he shouldn't lean so much that it's considered yeshiva, but we can lighten the rules for him because it's not derech gaiva. It's not really a stira to ema. It's physically you have to lean, so it's not a contradiction to the idea of ema, or it might be a contradiction, but it's not derech gaiva, it's called, and therefore we allow it. Of course, if you have to lean even more, and it's called like you're sitting, you do that also, because b'di'eved, sitting is okay. It's not ma'akev. So b'di'eved, if you have to, you have to. It's not ma'akev delaining. Now, the Ramah says, and here's where we're really up to, ha'gol b'chein ha'chazon ha'korei tzorech la'amod im ha'korei. So let's see what this means in the Mishnah Berurah. Well, first of all, the Pashtus HaRamah means that we know in the Ramah's world, we're already talking about a Bal Korei, and we're talking about the Oleh, who's reading to himself. So they both have to stand. They're both reading from the Torah, and they both have to stand. Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Hay. Who had been asgat? This is the fellow giving out the Aliyah. We call him the Gabbai. Sha'omed Eitzel HaSefer Torah, will see that he plays like a major role. He plays a major role. There's a whole system who's standing by the bima. The Bal Korei, we'll see in the next sif. The Bal Korei and the Ole and the Gabbai, and they each represent a different role that was played by Matan Torah. Because when we read from the Torah, we're recreating Matan Torah. In a sense, and therefore you have to stand be'ema, just like, that's why we learn out that just like Matan Torah was be'ema, so the reading of the Torah has to be be'ema also. It's being played out by the bima. The kohol listening is not so involved. That's why there are many shitas, and we really pass them that way, and you can sit by Kriyas HaTorah. Because we're just like bystanders. But there's major role playing in the people standing around the bima, which we'll see in the next sif, and therefore it's important for the gabbai, the sagan as he's called here, the person giving out the aliyahs, the person controlling who's going to read the Torah, so he has to stand also, not let a lean, has to stand be'ema. Let's continue now with the Mishnah Berurah. Oid kosav shom. Bomim shall say Torah Aruka Gedola Miyod. Very tall. Bakari Shesarach Likros Mitoch Haksav. Certainly, you can't read by heart. Chen Hoyle Shesarach Liros Maseif Torah Mashemakri Lupana Belikros Acher Belachas. The Yetshalem Liros Berosh Hadav. The only way they're going to see the beginning of the Amud, the Shara Ephraim writes. In Lok Sheshochan Atzmo Somach Lusay Torah. They're going to have to lean over. They're going to have to lean. But they there bali they smicha la shulchan yesh la hatir. Shere again nira la kol shein smicha zu derech gaiva. It's not like he, because he wants the comfort. It's not derech gaiva like the bal basar. It wasn't derech gaiva like the choyla, like the zokein. Shezeu she oimed zok of the samuch. If you're standing up and you're leaning, it's derech gaiva. Like you don't want to bother standing at attention. But the person bent over, obviously trying to read from the Sefer Torah. Amidah Be'emahu. This is certainly can be incorporated under Amidah Be'emah. Yachalamut Samuch. B'chein B'zgan, it can happen. Shalpirov Avadosa Hushuokes Biyad the Osuim Bikesef. That's how they used to do it. They used to hold that the silver hand, and he used to point to the words. Lahoros Lufne Hakore Beza Shura Bateva Shuomi Datta. But if he can't do this, Kim Shesheikha Asmoi, when he leans over, the Somech of Ashulchan. So then, therefore, it's Mutter. Achizor, you have to be careful that you only do it when necessary. Shacha Sheyikra Hashura Salyonis Maray Shomad, the Agia Bachatzi Yomad, a Korobloi. And now it's not necessary anymore to lean over. Shefshal Lirul Sayyidi. He has to stand up and not lean over anymore. They say, okay, very basic idea. So we learned two things in this Mishnah Berurah. We learned that the Sagan, the Gabbai, the point is the person giving out the Aliyahs has to stand also. And we'll see in the next, we'll see in Sif Gimel what role he plays. Okay. And we learned that you can lean over if, out of necessity, you have to see the words, and the only way is to lean over and lean, to bend over, I should say, and lean, so that's okay, just make sure you only do it when necessary. Okay, let's go on to some days. Lo yikra'u shnayim. Two people can't read loud. You know, it's not like Megillah, where we have a concept of it's chaviv, and therefore, the basic halach is trei koyle loy mishtami. Halacha doesn't allow. If you have to hear people saying something, you're being Yotzei, you can't have two people saying it, even in unison. Or some say even not in unison. The Shiloh, which one would be worse? Like upon him, it's no go. There are certain things which we allow, we saw in the Mishnah by Shofar, we see by Megillah, because of their chavivus. We say that since people are excited and they're very eager to hear it, so they're able to focus on one of the two kolos. They're able to do that. They can zero in, like, and concentrate on one of the two kolos. Kriyas HaTorah is not like that. Megillah is. It's very exciting. It's Purim once a year. Hey, but Kriyas HaTorah is boring, and therefore we don't say that that will happen, and therefore we have a din lo yikra ushnayim. Mishnah Berurah explains the trei koyle loy mishtami. Elo ha'ole kore. Ushliach Tzibur Shelzik, and the Mechaber, you can have either one. Either the Ola will read and the Shliach Tzibur is Shelzik, what's he doing there? The Shliach Tzibur is representing, well, let's wait till we learn it.
But aside from his representation, he's doing nothing.
What?
Aside from his representation.
If the Ola is reading, he's just standing there. But you have to have three people, that's what we'll learn later, because of the role play. So there's the Sagan giving out the aliyahs, and if the Ola is reading, the Chazan stands there being quiet. He will also, he's trained. Even in the Mechaber's world, he was trained. So if the Ola stumbled and made a mistake, he would correct him. But he basically stands there quiet because he represents the Sarasur, as we'll learn. He represents the middleman. He's the Moshe Rabbeinu, the middleman between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. He's there like to facilitate the giving of the Torah. That's his role in this triangle. But we'll learn that in a few moments. He says, if the person that got the Aliyah made a mistake or stumbles, Messiah Balacha, she helps him out. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah. Now we go back. Oh, Shliach Tzibur Korei, the Ola Lo Yikar B'Korob. Uchumin Hagenu Akshav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sefkot Mches, Shal Yoylam HaShliach Tzibur Korei, we always have a Balkore laning. And then, worse than people, someone that doesn't know how, is that the person that doesn't know how won't be embarrassed. He'll want to lane. And then he'll really get embarrassed, and we won't be Otsi laning. Sort of a like of a mitzvah boy. Whoops, I shouldn't have said that. If it was up to me, my mitzvah boys would not lame. I'm a prisoner of my congregation. I can't help it. It's a very rare bar mitzvah boy that could lame. I feel a bar mitzvah boy should not lame unless he's on the level. that we would hire him for a Malkari to light every Shabbos. Why should the tzibur suffer because he got bar mitzvah? Because he was born 13 years ago. We have to not hear a good laning or a proper laning. That's if it was up to me. Some of them lane very well, like my son, and others did and do. So you have this idea, because then you have the ones that don't lane well. And that's if it was up to me. But there's some... The rabbi has to pick his battles. One of the battles I said from the beginning I'm not fighting is the bar mitzvah boy laning. They picked it up from in America. The bar mitzvah, that's the bar mitzvah, he lanes. So then they say to me, but when's he going to learn laning? If not now. So I said, Kriyas HaTorah is not the Ted Mack amateur hour. You want to learn laning, learn laning. Why do we have to suffer for? But it's one of those things that I pick my back. That's the bar mitzvah. That's the bar mitzvah. The Zaydi's coming from America, and they want to hear him lane, and the mother's upstairs. The Shliach Tzibur is what we call the Balkori. The older is the person who got the Aliyah.
But in the olden days, it would have been like the same Shliach Tzibur who got us through Shachris.
I don't know. The olden days, you mean when the Ola lane?
Yep.
When the Ola lane, the Shliach Tzibur stood there quietly, ready to help him if he makes a mistake or if he stumbles. And he represents, he's one of the, and you have to have three people standing there because you're recreating Matan Torah. And Matan Torah had three players. It had Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael. So you have three people by the Bima, according to virtually all Shitas. According to one Shita, you have to have four. But according to, and therefore we generally have four. We Yotze all Shitas. We have the Valkori of the Ola, and we have the guy giving out the Aliyahs on one side. You should, the ideal, like you want to be Machmir and this, you have four. Because you must have three. You're supposed to have three people by the Bima. You either have, you'll have the, I'm jumping ahead. We're going to learn this in a moment. Let's go. So now, so you'll either, no. Either the Ola changes. So either the Ola reads and the Balkore stands there quietly. This is the Mechaber. We don't do that. We do like the Rabban. The Balkore always lanes. Except if you go to Zilberman. Right? In the old city, you'll daven there once. You'll think you're in a different religion. Oh, Shliach Tzibur Kore, or the Balkore reads, the Ha'ola Lo Yikar B'Kol Rom. Now here the Ola has to read. That's what we said. When the Ramah said that we give an Aliyah even to a Summa, right, or to someone who doesn't know how to read, that's super duper b'di'evet. That's like a limud schus b'di'evet. What can you do? But certainly the Ola has to read from the Sefer Torah, because he shouldn't read in a loud voice because of the Trei Kolei Lo Mishtameh problem. Mikavukum Tzorach Ulikos Umashliach Tzibur Kedei Shelo Tei B'Chosel Avatola. Right? So again, according to the Ramah, it's not Mamish going to be Brachol Avatola, but it's going to be close to it. So certainly L'Chatchila he's supposed to read the Ola. Elish Tzorach Likos Benachas, and now there's a big tumult. Now there's a big issue. How quietly does the person who had the Aliyah, how quietly does he have to read? So the Mechaber says, Shelo Yashmiya La'oznav. He has to emit the words from his mouth. He's omitting the words. Emitting, not omitting. He's emitting the words, but it's supposed to be so low that even he himself can't hear it. Some shittas, many shittas hold, maybe even most shittas hold, Shmon Esrei has to be that way, that you don't hear it. You just emit the words. You have to be careful to be motzi mipiv, but you're not supposed to hear it. That's a shayla of Shmon Esrei. I mean. But Vafilu Mashmiya La'oznav Lekolameichash, the Ramah says, if Lamaisa he's Mashmiyad La'oznav, it's okay. Certainly it's better not to, but it's okay if he does. The La'od of Mitzvila, will we allow it also? If we allow it also. We allow it. It's better not that way. Well, we'll see. That's how the Ramah says it. I mean, we're not going to go into now going back to Hilchos Tefillah, looking up what the halacha there is, and if it matches here with the Mechaber and the Ramah, it's somewhat problematic the way they say it, and it doesn't exactly match their shittas by Shmona Esrei. But we'll leave it. We'll leave it. And we'll just learn here that the Mechaber says Lo Yashmi Lo Oznav, and the Ramah says we accept it, like, let's call it B'dievet. It's acceptable if he does it, although Mechatchila Taka is supposed to not. It's very hard. It's very hard. It's like I have a problem with my hearing. And if I don't hear myself, I'm never sure if I'm emitting the words. Because I don't know about other people, because I have a problem. What?
That's a point there.
What?
What? You're not supposed to hear it.
Right. I know that. The reason
what's
I do,
though?
Because I'm never sure if I'm emitting the words.
But even someone who doesn't have a problem with their hearing wouldn't know.
No, so I'm wondering, but you could tell. That's what I'm wondering, if other people's senses are more attuned to talking and they can tell. I can't tell. There's something wrong with my system. Maybe it's age, maybe it's whatever it is. So there's something wrong with my system. So I wouldn't be sure I'm emitting the words. And I'm wondering if people who don't have a hearing problem are sensitive enough and attuned enough to their auditory system that they can that they know they're emitting the words even though they can't hear it. I'm saying the word emitting it to make that it shouldn't be moving the lips. It has to, the voice has to come out. Motzi mipiv, it says. You have to be motzi mipiv. You have to be mashmiya kol. You have to be mashmiya kol. In Shmona Esrei, you have to be mashmiya the words. You can't move your lips and think. You have. That's why, I don't know, to me the word is emitting. You have to emit the words. So you have to come out of your mouth. Maybe I can do the halacha because I don't hear so well. So for me it's easier to do it. Because I could say it somewhat loudly and I still wouldn't hear it. But then the guy next to me always hears it. He goes, damn! Shh! Okay. I think it's very hard to emit the words when not here. Very hard. But in Shmona Esrei, it's... What?
It'd be easier.
Yeah, for me it would be easier. But again... Because I'm messed up, I can never tell if I'm emitting the words. But by Shmona Esrei, that you're supposed to do it that way, and by Kriyas HaTorah, it's preferable also. I know I've had Balei Kairim tell me that I'm saying it too loud, and it scares them. Although the Tzibur can't hear me, there's no Trei Kailim or Mishtami problem, but the Balei Kairim is, you know. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, Shliach Tzibur, Oh, Menena, yeah. But it's instructive the way the Mishnah Berurah describes in Sifkat and Ches the reason we have a Baal Kari. It says, Lo Levayus, Bisha Ein Lo, or worse, the people that don't know how to lane will try to lane. And then you'll let some people lane, and you won't let other people lane, and there'll start being fights in shul. Sifkot and Tes, Likos and Mashliach Tzibur, but Avada he has to read, and that means by definition, Mitoch HaKsav, or else it's a Brochel of Atolod, Lo Mustavar Shibar Choyel Al Kriyas Ashliach Mitzibur. So again, the Ramah makes it, like, lessens the Brochel of Atolod angle, okay, but it's still very important to Chathchila to read Mitoch HaKsav. Benachas the Trei Kodol of Mishtami Lo Yishachi Kim Bekori B'Kol Rav. Obviously, there's only a problem if the people are hearing. Shelo Yashmi Lo Ozno. I am the Beis Yosef. Shevi Sadu Zem Yisefer HaZohar. But the Ramah says, Afilu Mashmi Lo Ozno Lekol Meichash. Ritzon Olomar After Yoser Tov. Certainly, it's better. Shelo Yashmi Lo Ozno. Now that's a problem. If you look up there, the remote, it's like it's mashma that you should be mashmiya la'azna. Not like the Ramah himself is saying by Kriyas HaTorah. If you look at the Shar HaTziyun, Sif Os Yud Beis, he says, well, if you masha posach hagrosha b'tfila gufa, that you're supposed to be mashmiya la'aznav, maybe rayu zem b'yirushalmi, mashma t'sfirlai d'lachatchila tov yeshu l'ashmiya la'aznav, even by Kriyas HaTorah. In other words, there is an anomaly between tfila and Kriyas HaTorah. By tfila, the maskana there is, some say, that you should be mashmiya la'aznav. Here the Ramah says, it's b'diyevet. It's no worse than tfila, but by tfila we want it l'chatchila. According to most, l'maskana, here we don't want it, but the Grah holds that even by Kriyas HaTorah, you should be mashmiya la'aznav, mamish like by tfila. And he says, the Gamadivri Hazayar Lekostiril, this is one of the areas, if you look up the Noisa Kalim, this is one of the areas where you have a lot of talk about if there's a stira between Nigla and Nister. Who do you pass like? What do you do like? Do you try to interpret the Gemara that it shouldn't be a stira to the Zohar? Do you try to interpret the Zohar that it shouldn't be a stira to the Gemara? Here is one of the places that it's talked about. In this Indian of being Mashmila, if the Ola is Mashmiya la'aznav. So the Shar HaTzion says in the Gra, you should be Mashmiya la'aznav, and Midibi Azor Lekastira Lazer, Kamashikotim Kamamogan Avram, Shalom, the Chimposk Shari Achrainim, Im Kain, even the Hazoya Madame Kriyas HaTorah Litzfila, Im Kain Gamba Kriyas HaTorah, and pay the Klal, certainly and pay the Mashmiya la'aznav, but Tzorach Iyum Lemaise, if you should do it Lechatchila, which is what the Gra holds, that you should do it Lechatchila. Of course, by Zulman, there's no